Kanina from all these four brothers, and start with two Edim, with the signatures in, you know, English characters is written, in Germany. Thank God, this piece of paper became moot because Baruch Hashem, Yehuda had a son, who's now living in Washington Heights, old gentleman, who has a son who lives in Riverdale. And I think I showed you, pass it around, the amazing piece of paper going back to 1919. It's almost 100 years old. And that's the copy. So I wanted to start the shiur, give me that piece of paper. Pass it around, you want to see it. Just this Thursday night, the grandson of this Yehuda came to me in the hand. Amazing. Okay. Rav Osai, we have a lot to do, and today I'm going to try, if I can, to finish these in Yonim today, so we can start Chazara B'Siyata D'Shemaya tomorrow. Okay. So we were discussing the question of Hakara. That's the Sugan of Kuv Vav Amud Aleph, in the very bottom, the last few lines of Kuv Vav Amud Aleph, discuss the question whether you can do a Chalitza if you don't know who he is, who she is, are they married. Two people walk into you in the Bezin. We want a Chalitza. Who are you? Take our word. I'm the brother-in-law, this is the sister-in-law, my brother died. Can you do a Chalitza or not? So, there seem to be contradictions. Take a look at the Tosefta, quoted by the Tosefta in the very bottom line. Tosefta says, Choltz Nisha Pishen Makirin. Okay? And our Gemara seems to say, in Choltzin, Elam Kei Makirin. So we saw the Tosefta is the Raisa, the Rabbanim, didn't sound so good. It said Choltzin, the Chachila, and moreover, it has Mir, which is the Rabbanim. So the base mayor has his own teretz. Yeah, he came up with his own teretz, which I wanted to share with you. This base mayor can be found in Simon Kuf Samach Tes, our Simon, Sif Ches, Tosfos Tashos is very schwer. Look what he gives his own answer. And how to do a halacha lemaisa case. Halacha lemaisa case. Uv da achas liyodi. He, the base mayor. A woman came from a place called near Halberstadt, which is more than 40 parsa. She came to her brother-in-law. You saw that in the base, she has to go to him. He's in Schweid, here, which is near my town. They came from Michalitza. Who are you? Ein kol ve'en ona. What do you mean? She came on the Beidoar, right? It means on the train, on the Pony Express. It was the train that took the mail. She jumped on that train. Okay? And it's supposed to be a shliach with her. Who knows her? He got sick. He went back. Nobody knows her. Not only that, this is not believable. Her brother-in-law never met her before. Just imagine today, your brother's missing his brother's wedding. Never met the sister-in-law. That's how it was in Europe. The base mayor didn't live that long ago. The base mayor lived 200 years ago in Europe. So I said, you know what? I can't do chalitza. Well, I have some letters. She gives a letter. Oh, a letter written to the Kvod Agon Abezin of Berlin to do a chalitza. And please do it for nothing. Bechina. Interestingly, this is Germany for nothing, and the piece of paper I'm passing around is also in Germany, where the four brothers agreed to do the chalitza for nothing. Apparently there was too much abuse, people were holding up extortionists for a chalitza. Okay? Fine. And her name was Gutcha, and she's the wife of Rav Yosef, Rav Mordechai Mishvait. And Rav Yosef, we know, was the brother of the Yavam. Oh, good enough. But wait a second. We don't know who this woman is. So very nice. Gutcha. Who said this woman is Gutcha? Maybe she's not. Maybe she's not. She gave it to a friend of hers. Right? Just fake it out. Right? You waited 30 days until they call her Gutcha for 30 days. The Pesach of the Mayor. She answers to the name Gutcha in 30 days. That combined with the Ksav in her hand, it's okay. I should be fooling us. Like this. The Beis Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who quotes Rabbi Avraham ben Ashmar. Ein tzarech she'akiru she'zos yi'eches ha'meis. Where do you get it from? You got it from a Mefurash Gemara, Rabbi Osai, Lama Testament Beis. It's Rabbi Avraham. Take a look. Lama Testament Beis. This is the brilliant of the Beis Meir. The source is, they write in the Gita de Chalitza, last few narrow lines, Vishta Modeinu. Remember that long word? The Achua de Misna Me Abaniu. They write that we recognize that this fellow is the brother from the same father of the one who died. Wait a minute! How come it doesn't say in this piece of paper that we recognize her? We know who she is. Says Rabbeinu Avram. It only says him and doesn't say her. It must be that you don't have to know who she is. Okay. In any event, the Beis Meir wants to rely a little bit on this Rabbi Avram in combination with the letter which he received. And he explains to the Beis Meir why this is so. Why it's so. As a matter of fact, if you look in the Gra here, and if you also have Shulchan Aruch, so please open up. Today's Shulchan Aruch is a very important half today. So most of the Shia's on Shulchan Aruch. So the Gra, Simon Kuf Samach Tes, Sif Katan, excuse me, it's in Seder Chalitza, I believe. Seder Chalitza is right after some. Make sure I'm right. Seder Chalitza. Yes. In Seder Chalitza, you'll take a look here, Rabbi Osai. Those who have a Seder Chalitza, I hope you have a Shulchan Aruch in front of you. So the Seder Chalitza is written by Rabbi Yosef Karo, as is the Pirush Seder Chalitza. So the Pirush Seder Chalitza, Siv Katan Lamed Zayin. Okay? Let's read together. Siv Katan Lamed Zayin. Sarach Sheyedum Zol Sieshes HaMeis. That's found in Siv Chav Gimel. Okay? Because you need Ein Choltz and Lekem Akir. Rambam, Rosh, Rif. Rabbeinu Yeruchim Kosav, Sharav Ron Ben Esmoel, Heshiv, Shein Tzorach Lahakir Shezol Seches HaMeis. Where do you get it from? Says the Gra, the same source. Mem Ches, Midamina Vishto Medin Hu, Alma Ein Tzorach Shekilu Ela Bo. Mamash, the Beis Meir is Mechavet to the Gra, who came before him. Mamash Mechavet to what the Gra had to say. That's Pshat, Rabbi, says the Beis Meir in the Tosefta. Look back on our daf, on Kuf Vav Ben Aleph. It's so beautiful, beautiful shot. What did Tosefta have to say? Tosefta have to say, Choltz in the Yish Al Pishen Makirin Osoa. Brilliant. You don't have to know who she is, but you have to know who he is. That's what Al Gemara is saying. Meridik. What's the reason for all this? Oh, afraid of this. If you don't know who he is, we're afraid of the kunz we spoke about yesterday, Thursday. We read the Nemuka Yosef. She'll hire a stooge to impersonate her brother-in-law, give him a few bucks, and then he'll do a chalitza because our brother-in-law doesn't want to do it without more dollars. He wants $10,000 for chalitza, for $100, she's got a guy to impersonate him. Save a lot of money. But why should she send someone else instead of herself to do the chalitza? What? Yeah, I'll tell you why. She'll save a train fare from who knows where to who knows where. Rabbi Sai, to save a train fare, no one's going to pull such a stunt. You know what I mean? There's not that much, not that much to lose, or to gain, if you will, by doing this thing. If the guy can refuse to give the chalitza for anybody. I refuse. I don't, I'm for some reason, I don't want to do it. I'm not religious, or whatever. Remember, Rabbi Moshe's communist, was afraid to do it, all kinds of stuff. But what if she's the one who's going to gain by it? Was she going to send someone instead of her? Very unlikely. Well, not such a strong enough reason for her to do it. Just to save a Zilus of the Bezdin. Come on. Unlikely. And beyond that, Rabbi Osai. Beyond that. Why should any other woman do it? Ain't other mechote below low. Why another man should do it? We saw in the Mukha Yosef. He'll go marry her in some different town. Oh, he has but plenty to gain. But she has nothing to gain. This other lady stooge, it's not likely to happen. Therefore, the hakara for her is not required. That's Tosefta. It's a beautiful answer. That's a beautiful answer. Rabbi Osai, since we're over here in the Seder Chalitza, in the Pirush Seder Chalitza, let's take a look over here, if you will, in Sif Chaf Aleph. Let's go, look together. Sarah Shayedu Bezin Yavim Zehu Aki Hames Me'av. You have to know, make sure it's Vimhoisalem Yeshiva Chasbol. You have to know. If you don't know, obviously you're not supposed to do the Chalitza. You need a Hakara, our Gemara. Says the Pirish Siddha Chalitza, Rabbo said at the very end of Laman Hey, it's the Ramo speaking. The same as the Ramo is Magia on the Shulchan Aruch proper, and on the Siddha Chalitza proper, he's also Magia on the Pirish Siddha Chalitza, written by the same author of Yosef Karo. Let's read together. Those have Pirish Siddha Chalitza and the Laman Hey. Hagos Ramo, or Zeruah says, B'shas HaTzchak, Kigom, Sheyovim Rotsu Lelech Ladin HaSayam, V'yein Kanedim HaMakirin also, Yachlotsu Afalpi Shein Makirin, V'yachakach, Tav Zerach HaReidim HaMakirin. Okay, you have no choice. B'shas HaTzchak, do that akor. Fret the Ramo, V'tzarechiyun, T'yim Kain, Lo Hoyo Lonu Lichtov Shtar Chalitza, Asha Makirin also, Kederach Shein Isbor, Liel Simen Kuf Samachtev, Sif Nunvav. How do you write? He can't write a piece of paper though. Does Ulai Shas HaTzchak Ein Araya. In other words, Eidim are permitted to write a shtar. We saw this last week because we can rely on the Bezin to do Hakara, which they're required to do. Ribbono Shel Olam, they're not required to do it in the Shas HaTzchak. We just read the Zeruah. The answer is Ein Shas HaTzchak. Raya means look. Shas HaTzchak is a very rare circumstance, and although there's a possibility of a churva, as the Pesukim talk about it, nonetheless, it's outweighed by the possibility of a neguna the rest of a life, because this guy wants to go to Medina Sayam. There's a very important yesod over here in the Ramah, end of Sifkot Lamnei Pirush the Chalitza. And for those who learn Hilchos Gittin, the Chazon Ish makes a big deal about this, that we make certain assumptions. And Shas HaTzchak has to be davar shein shchiach klal. But if Shas HaTzchak becomes something which is an everyday matter, then it's going to ruin the whole raya of all the various shtaras. Again, that's not our topic right now. Fine. Rabosai, let's take a look, Rabosai, in Sif Ches. Take a look in Sif Ches in Shulchan Aruch Kuf Samach Tes Ches. We saw, let's see the Gemara again, just to remind ourselves. Lamed Tes Amid Beis. Chazara. Lamed Tes Amid Beis. What kind of avos is necessary to determine that this fellow is in fact the brother-in-law? Says the Gemara on the third white line, afilu karov, afilu isha. Why? Vehilchasa gilui milsa bialmahu, afilu karov, afilu isha. Okay, it's like a milsa davida legluye. Who's going to know about it later on? So anybody can testify. Says the Shulchan Aruch and Sif Kuf Samach Tes Sif Ches, quotes the Gemara. Afilen kan ele eid echad, afilu karov, o isha, o eved, o shivcha, o kotten, shumakir, v'nachon, neman bekach. Okay, everyone's believed, fine, but then beforeish. Fret of Shlomo Kluger, in the Chochma Shlomo, take a look, those who have the regular Shulchan Aruch, it's printed on the very bottom. Chochma Shlomo. He has a very interesting question. Hikshesi kushi atzuma. If I may say so myself. I asked the kushi atzuma as of Shlomo Kluger. My time lo yi ayova bi atzmo neman litin chalitza. Kimo en bo echad vi omar aniki dashti ad neman litin get. Chazok en adam chote velo lo. Don't bring it right from the Gemara Lama Testament base, where it says a kor of anisha. No, hashas mari liyabe meino nemon avada kiddushin sama gimel eino nemon lichnos. Why? If he's going to marry the woman, he'll have physical hana, so he's going to have pleasure from this. Therefore, you don't believe him. He has a reason to lie. Doing chalitza, he's gaining nothing. So why shouldn't he be believed? So therefore, the question, or maybe it's yerusha. If even he gets money, no get mikoch yerusha. Why shouldn't he himself be believed? That's the kasha. Why does Shulchan Aruch say? You need somebody else, a karav, an isha. Why isn't the person himself believed? Not a great kasha. You're not going to believe this, but I found in the Sefer, Chalitza Kil Chasa. Where he says, you know what? Maybe Enochinami. I'm just going to give you some. This is going to be a very important statement today. Chalitza Kilchasa, in Perek Yud Tes. I'm going to give you this source. You can look it up later on your own. In Os Yud Zayin at the bottom, he quotes a Shol Meshiv. Ev shall lismoch al edos ha'yovim b'yatzal b'mokal matzorech shemeyesh shumakeh v'hishyeshes ha'meis. He doesn't say that he's believed that he is the Yavam, but he's believed that she is the Yavama. Which is, that's also where, at least that. Okay. What happened if he's a Rasha? The Aruch HaShulchan is quoted over here that no, a Rasha is not believed. Very serious matter, which we'll be discussing at great length, B'siyata D'shmaya, when we talk about Agunas. Coming up in the Mitzvah, in the Junzma, right? A Russia. What does a Russia mean? Someone, we'll have to get to that later. Let's say a guy's not from. Guy's Michal Shabbos. People could argue that maybe we should give him the status of someone who is, not believed at all. Okay, that's a very serious problem. The Aruch HaShulchan says that someone who's in the category of a Russia is not believed. Someone's not from. It gets a little bit complicated. I'm just discussing, why not? I, Gili Milsa. Gili Milsa, that's Aruch HaShulchan, to someone, if he gets caught, he'll be embarrassed. I didn't tell the truth, I was over in Avera saying Eda Sheker. The guy is a Rosh, he's not going to be embarrassed by it, so therefore the fact that he says something doesn't prove anything. I may not be true today in terms of a moral person. All this we're going to set aside for later discussions, because that's where it comes up much more urgently, if I may use that expression. Okay, what about a letter? Would a letter be accepted? So the poskim say, if you have a sack of bezdin, a mice of bezdin, you're working with the mice of bezdin, this person who has this mice of bezdin is this person who's the brother or who's the sister-in-law. This, if signed by three people, it works. And it says in the footnote here, this footnote Yud Ches, the very next one, you describe how tall he is and what his face looks like. Rabbi says we can do better than that. But namely, what's that? Picture. We do it pictures. That's all. Pictures. That's what we do. Okay. Fine. These are my few comments, Rabbi Osai, on Kuf Vav Amud Aleph. We're now starting with Siyata D'Shmaya, Kuf Vav Amud Beis. This is the last Amud for the regular Zman, as I said before, the Yisroel Chazara. Hopefully we'll finish this today. We'll do the best we can. Kuv Vav Amud Beis. What an amazing Amud this is. Says the Mishnah, Mitzvah Chalitza, Bahu V'yavimto L'Bezdin, V'hein Masiyin Lo Eitzahal Genislo, Shenemelo V'koru Lo Zikna Iro V'dibrei Lo. It's very important to know the entire Parsha, almost Baal Peh. Most of it is found actually in the Torah or Hasholem. We have Pasuk what's this? Ches, Zayin, Tes, and Yud. We have four consecutive psukim, which are found in the Torah. Keep in mind, the state of the psukim will be very important as we go along. So what's Esau Genishlo? V'dibra Lov. What's Esau Genishlo? Rashi. Klach Esau Shekamoscho. V'al Tachnis Kitoto L'soch Beisech. We saw this once before. If you saw the Rashi, and the new Gemara, they quote back enough, Mem, Dalit, Omen, Aleph. Don't make a fight in your house. What does that mean, don't make a fight? What does that mean? Says the Gemara, Mem, Dalit, Omen, Aleph. Tells exactly what it means. It means find a spouse your age. Rabosa, I don't mean exactly. She's your birthday. Your age is within reason, within proper reason. Generally speaking, we advocate marriage to people who are of similar ages. Okay, for example, Im hu yelad v'hizkena hu zaken v'yalda. What are you doing over here? Klache etzah shekamoscha. Okay? Generally speaking, why is that so? For all kinds of reasons. Physical reasons, emotional reasons. It's a good idea to marry someone who's your age. Have there been successful marriages when there's a major age gap? Rabbi Osai, who knows of such marriages? Which direction, Rabbi Osai? Which direction? The guy's older, right? Yeah. The other way around, I've never heard of, I don't know of any case where a guy marries a girl, a lady, 25 years a senior. I've never heard of such, I never heard of the case, and I've never heard of it working out. I just, that sounds like the gossip pages in the various dirty magazines. But the other way around, whether he's 25 years younger, older than she is, I've seen it. I must tell you, I've gone to see these weddings with my heart in my mouth. It happened in my own family. A first cousin of mine was unfortunately divorced, and he married one of his daughter's friends. It was a whole generation younger. And my wife and I went to the wedding, and we just, we get invited to a wedding, we go. So this is a long time. They broke Hashem, have married off children, and they have been happily married probably for 30 years or probably maybe even more. So Baruch Hashem, these things, sometimes they work. And but I'm just saying, but we have to understand not so pashut these things. Right? Fine. If you look in Megillas Rus, we're coming up on Shavuos. Right, we're in today's Pesach Sheni. We're already, we're marching on. I think Shavuos is exactly 3 weeks from today, if I have my math correct. So we read in Rus, Levilti lecha sachareya bachurim. Right, that's a hagdal chaser achem in Rishon. You know, Rus was a young woman, and she would normally want to go for a young man, and instead she was willing to marry Boaz. And Chazal have interesting pshat. What happened afterwards? But in any event, we know for a fact. Rus is the Ima Shel Malchus. Okay. But this is the generality over here. Someone asked me about a date. They wanted to know how close they have to be in age. So I told listen, don't be that close. But I did say, what about a girl older than a boy? So I made an offhand comment in the Beis Medrash before. Look, if a boy is 4 years older than a girl, no one even says boo. If he's 24 and she's 20, nobody, right? Am I correct? No one would think twice about that. No? So why can't it be that she's 28? If he's 24? What's up? I'm an egalitarian in some areas. So, I think a certain amount of... we don't have to be exactly the same age. There's nothing wrong with marrying a young lady older than yourself. If I care, there's a big push, do it, because of the demographics. You don't marry a girl to be a tzaddik. But at the same time, if by and large in the community as a whole, it'll become more prevalent, people married women their age or a little bit older, it will certainly solve a little bit, according to the experts of this shidduch crisis, as they call it. Okay, but I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just saying that if you invite me to your wedding and I find out that the girl is older than you, I will come, believe that. I will not hold it against you. I know many of the great gedolim had their wives were older than themselves, Rav Moshe, for example. Don't even think twice. She has to be the right young lady for you. I use the word young, okay? But still. Okay, right there. This is the introduction. Fine. Let's go on. So he omeres, me'en yivami lakim lachim shem b'yisrael lo'o v'yam. Hu omer, lo chafatzi l'kafta. Uv'loshin ha'koda she'yomer. Nikshe, the next puzzle says, Nikshe, Ela, Lane, Askane, and Vacholson, Alan, Raglo, Yoko, Buffon, Rok, Hanil, and Dayon. It's me in the mission. Vons of Yama, Kocha, Yosalish, Shalyev, there's base, Achiv, Ad Kani, Umaka. Right? Shahik, Rabbi Hurkun, is Takas, Allah, the Kfar Eaton, the Gomer's Kala Parsha, Huzaguli, Osgomer's Kala Parsha. They used to stop over there until base, Achiv, and now he's to continue. Nik, Shrobi, Yisrael, base, Halutano. Mitzvah b'dayanim, la mitzvah b'talmid. Have you no man mitzvah kol omdim sham? Lomar chalutz anal. That's the Mishnah. Any question in the Mishnah itself? What a momentous Mishnah. Right? Fine. Let's see the Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda mitzvah chalitza kora v'korei v'choletes v'rokaka v'korei. My kamash masnizini. Kamash malon mitzvah achi v'apich leslan bo. By using the word mitzvah, he's downgrading it. That's if it's downgrading. If it wasn't done that way, no, not so bad. Tanya Nami Hachi ben Shiktim Chalitza the Rikika ben Shiktim Kurikika the Chalitza Masha Asa Asui. Fine. Adkan, the beginnings of the sugya. Let's discuss a little bit now. I'm using the word Hashkafa. I'm using it. Because maybe we were a little bit remiss in not discussing this in the very beginning of the parak, but today's been the last year. Take a look in the Pirush Seder Chalitza, the last one. Hope you all have it in front of you. Can you get this on the screen? Probably yes. Can Pirsch? I think so. I thought most of you have a Shulchan Aruch, but not all of you. So see, those who don't have, if you get it on the screen, I mean, it's, I don't know exactly what you have there. Barilan or not? I mean, it is written by Rabbi Yosef Karo. It's not as if it's written by some Johnny come lately. This is written by another Rabbi Yosef Karo. Okay, for those who have in front of you, we can take we got a head start. The last one is called Pei Beis. Kosev Balochos Gedolos. Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. Emor Liyavim Shlo Yirtze Liyavim Ro'ua. Some say Russia. Begufcha Me'anta L'kayem Mitzvah. L'fichach Tachlots Menolcha Ka'ova L'cha Menuda She'darkon Lios Yechefin. Wow. They're giving him, you know, you're taking off your shoes like a...
So let's say they have Chalitza.
But if you don't have it in my edition, you give an impression it's a Beis Shmuel. Look at that. So we got to be that they made a mistake. Okay, so let's read it again. Are you able to read it in the back? Is it big enough? Yes?
No.
A little bigger. How do we do that? Tell me. Where? Here?
It says 12.
12? Yeah. Okay, very good. Make it 16. 14. It's big. It's okay now? A little bigger? A little bigger. How's that? Good. Okay. Ru'ua, or Russia. Begufcha me'at al-kayim, mitzvah l'fichach, tachlos menolcha, ke'ova l'cha menuda. Shadar l'yas v'chefen. Uvetipas rucha shebegufcha. Yachod al-kayim l'achicha zera. Right? By bia. Tzach v'yorcha l'fon of tipas rucha. They'll just spit to symbolize the fact that you didn't want to fulfill the mitzvah of making children for your brother with a tipas rucha. But Dayanim Onim Chalutz Anal Ka'ovel, Chalutz Anal Kemenuda, Chalutz Anal Kemor B'Mitzvah Sinai. Whoa! They actually said that. I've never experienced that. They just say Chalutz Anal three times, we got to the Gemara. But after they come, maybe it means that they have in their minds these three rank outs when they say Chalutz Anal. I never had it in my mind. I just do what they tell me to do in the best. But okay, that's pretty stark. It's pretty stark. Not only that, She complains to Bezin, Shabbal Yikim Meis Belo Zera. And he says, Ocha Fatsti, Eini Choshe Shem Yebeli Zera. Umeyer Skoletzis Nal Alomalo, She Yis Abel Al Ochiv. Look at this now. Ki Me'ata Harehu Kameis, Vi Yishtakach, Achrei She'enu Meikim Lo Zera. Can you imagine that? What's going on over here? Amazingly. Rokeka Zafonim Kloma Lomach Bas Yof Yechochi Ba'aticha. The korakach l'albino to embarrass him. Alashlo yivama. Come on, them sham come give a pamachal l'sanal l'farse and boshto. Whoa. A little bit of gives you a little bit of the reasons for chalitza. Then Chinuch in Tov Kuf Tzadi Tes says, you know what? She was ru'uyu l'shamsho to be his wife, and in the olden days, I don't think it's ever happened in my many years of marriage. The wife would, you know, take off his slippers, you know, take off his shoes. Yeah, maybe you saw the old days. So she could have been mishamashim and taking off his shoes as a wife to a husband. Now that he's spurned her, she's going to spit. I have no shaykhus to you. I mean, mevazu you. And we have over here these ideas of the Pirish Tidach Halitza of the Beis Yosef as well. Okay, just a little bit, we'll call it, if you will, a bit of a hashkof. Okay, fine. It's interesting, Rabbi Osai. Me'ein Yevami. Nowadays, it's not his fault, Rabbi Osai. He can't do it in the mind. Even if he wants to, he can't do it. Doesn't make a difference. It's Xeris HaKosuv. We say it no matter what. Even if, Rabbi Osai, it's impossible to Yimei Chalitza, because let's say it's Chai V'Lavin. Chai V'Lavin, the Gemara says, you have to have Chalitza. You're not allowed to Yimei. Doesn't make a difference. Okay, can we Let me see. I'm going to go back and forth over here. I'll read it to you. It doesn't pay. It says, Beis Shmuel, if you haven't, please look inside. Kuf Samach Tes, Tavkon Chav Tes. Tshuva Sarosh V'Rashba. Afilu Amhime Elu. Shecholetet V'lo Mesiabemes. O Shulchobet Siabim. Lo He Faket. He wants. She doesn't want. Mikol Makom, Karmina, Me'en Yavami. Me'acha Levesof. Mesrat Zalachot. In other words, you have to read it no matter what. You read this text no matter what. Bizman Azeh, the poskim say. Bizman Azeh, we generally speaking don't allow any Yibum. Afal Pikein, fine. Good. Adkan, introduction to the sugya. Now we come back to the Gemara itself, and then we'll come back to some other minyan. Rabbos said, in the Gemara itself. Back to the Gemara. Very important Gemara, two fundamentally different pshatim in this Gemara. Read it together. The Gemara is over here, Rabbos I, on Daf. Kuvav Mebeis, line, wide line two. Rabbi, Haiman de Mekwi get chalitza lo likwi lidida lo luchudei lo luchudei oviyabni luchudei to mashma oviyabni lo, no oviyabni. Whoa, to be so careful, right? Be so careful. So amakwi es ha'isha b'shas chalitza, Rashi explains. Okay, you have to say the lo oviyabni together, right? Lo oviyabni likwi lididei lo luchudei. Chafatzi lekachta luchudei. Why? The mashma chafatzi lekachta. Ela lo chafatzi lekachta. One and one shot. He shouldn't stop after the word lo. Rava Omar. Many, so many grisos over here. It's hard to figure out what's going on. There's so many grisos in this next few words. Rava Omar. Different grisos. Some say avsuke milsahi vavsuke milsa leslanba. What does that mean? Some say asuke milsa. Right? It's a question of two different afsuke or asuke. Okay? Different girsos. So what does that mean? Rashi says nothing. Hold on, be patient. Rav Ashi, Ashkechele Rav Kahana to come and star umakwilo. Lo aviyabmi. He said, having a hard time getting it to say it in one shot. Omale lo sovale ma lo de rovo. Rava seems to say it's not a problem. Here's a key line. Omale moda Rava below Ova Yabni. What does that mean? So Rashi, moda Rava below Ova Yabni, the Beinon Shlo Yafsik, the Mafsik Mashma, the High Low Areshakoi. What did she say? Me'ein Yivami, the Hokim Shem, Be Yisrael, Lo. Funny way, if the Balkar went, I'd send him back. Kaloma, Lomeng, Ella, Ovayadmi. Can you imagine that? It's mind-boggling shot. Can you believe it? Take a look. We have the pasuk over here. It's Beis in Torah Rasholim. Now there's loop shot. Me'ein Yivami, Lokim, Lochim, Shem, Yisrael, Lo. Oh, no, he was not. He didn't refuse. Fakarin, Ovayadmi. Can you imagine that shot? They throw me out if I want, but we're afraid of that. That was a pshat. Aba below chafatz the kachta, she psichas kriyoso. That's the first word he says. The first word, the aleph. Kol ozik leiru avam, dibru lo avam, avam, lo chafatz the kachta. There's nothing but four. So by definition, it means that. What else could it possibly mean? Lekal emema hai lo liel koi. There's no liel. The mafsik les lon bo. This is a distinction which Rashi understands pshat in the sugya, Rabosai. That's Rashi's pshat. However, if you look at the Gura says, Lo v'yabmi, ukrab zera. Tam rab zera, kolaror lebila. Kein egirsis rif, rambam rosh, Rashi nuke Yosef. They all say, anu pshat in the Gemara. Moda rova, you have to be roi. That's why Rav Kahn has been styled Makala for this poor Yavama, because you know, it doesn't matter how she says it, she has to be roy to say it. It doesn't make a distinction between the man and the woman, which is Rashi's Pshat Moda Rava. No, Moda Rava just means she has to be roy. Once she's roy to do it properly, even if she doesn't do it properly, it doesn't matter. So they're two fundamentally different Pshat Manau Sugya, Pasha Pshat in the words. Rashi has his Pshat, and the Riv has his Pshat. Okay? Take a look, Rabosa, those who have the Shulchan Aruch in front of you. is in the Seder Chalitza Sif Mem Ches. Maybe I can play with this here and get it. And the how do you get from Zenun Zayin to Mem Ches? Just go, what do you press?
It's easier. Maybe I just get the whole thing up.
Mem Ches. Get me the whole Seder Chalitza. Good. Yeah, get me the whole thing. Once the whole thing is up, I'll be able to go up and forth. Get me the whole thing. Why not? Okay, so get me the Seder Chalitza, the whole thing, and get me the, what they call the Meshmul, the whole thing, even though it's a misnomer. Okay, that's it. Okay, Meshmul, the whole thing, what they call Meshmul, the whole thing. It should also work. No, they're all wrong. Yeah, good. Very good, thank you. Good, so now we have a split screen. Everybody say? A modern technology over here. Let's see Mem Ches. Makrin the Yavama Mehen Yavama Lachlan Lachlan Hashem B'Yisrael Ovi Yavim. Umakrin also Mila B'Mila Zu Acha Zu Rak Lo'ova Yikru B'Pamachas. Notice what he said. Lo'ova. Two words. Not three. U'kriya Zu B'Shakriya Svichol Siyos B'Lashon HaKadosh. Fine. All it says over here is in, this is the Seder Chalitza Rav Osai Sif Mem Ches. Let's take a look in Pirish Seder Chalitza. No. I'm going the wrong way. Pirish Seder Chalitza, I'm looking for Samach Vav. What's going on here? Samach Vav. Umakrin. Also, Mila b'Mila. The soul of Emes Chalitza. Omer Abaye quotes our Gemara. I'm not sure which way to go. Quotes the Gemara. Rav Amar Moda Rav. He quotes the Gemara. Pirish Rashi. He quotes Rashi. Rif Kores. Moda Rav. Moda Rav Bila. Bila Makeves. Rav Mikra Vivasachas Kriyasa. Bilolo makevis. Tol sofer. Imruya le mikri bevas achas ein kriyos makevis. Lo makevis. Rambam. What's the Rambam to say? Alright. Regilo le ikros have a pish lo korban ishim achas ein makpinin al zeh. Al eni yicholo magil no such a teda. The Rambam is like the riff, of course. Melandem es hayovam. Mashmi lo kofatzi namit sarach shiedi lo bevas achas. No distinction between the man and the woman. Melandem osov es hayovam. Right? What he says, the Magad Mishnah says, why below over the Gemara? She ain't darken shall nashim likros, ve einem ruuyos ad shiolamdu, alo stomon shall anashim ruuyin heim likros. Here what's going on? The old style. The women did not know how to read. The men know how to read. The Rashba's gives us Rashi, Rosh, Poskim, tzricha likros lovi ebeneshim achas. Not just enough to know how to do it. Lo sagi shiodas likros. So chafatzi, and it's all the cross of Mishim Achas, Rashi Shita. Well, they're the cross of Mishim Achas. Kirava. The smack combines both. The Toma Biyaka lo Ova velo Tafsik. Bein lo lo Ova. For Yishkim Okein, Yomash Tei Tevos Yaka lo Chafatzti, Chomash Mishu Mefarash Kudu Vei Rashi, to lo Ova Bina Shetom Vishas Kriya Benishim Achas, for lo Sagi Biyodah Sama Benishim Achas. Who posing the lo Kirava, Utema. Vichel tzorach lo, mashe goreth gizas as a riff. Mai betoma biyachad lo ova, lo isha biyachad lo chafatzti. Shiei lo ova b'nishim achas. I feel him afsikin. The smack has a combination of both. This is bothering the Pirish Seder Chalitza. The answer is, as the Gura says, that it's moda l'chadchila. Have to actually do it l'chadchila. And the Gura further says, it's enough to have two words. Not all three. A lo'ova. Lo chafatzti. When you say lo'ova in one breath, no one's going to think you mean lo'ova yavmi. A lo'chafatzti l'kafti. Lo'ova yavmi is no problem. Lo chafatzti l'kafti is no problem. But l'chatchila, we'll see in the Ramah said, it should have all three words, b'neshima achas. Okay? Fine. We'll come back to this after we do the sugya of Rikika. This is a very important sugya. Rikika, we haven't really spoken about it too much yet. Let's take a look here in the Gemara here and a few other places, and we'll come back to this a little later on. Back to the Gemara. Okay, both sides. Back to the Gemara. Kuv Vavam and Beis. Vaita. He tells you how to write it. Kita the Chalitza. He tells you how to write it. Because Sirtu, we're not going to the Sirtu stuff. Okay. Amar Abai. The last 8 lines of the parak. Yoraka, Rokako, Vekotoso, Haruach, Lo Osso, Velo Klum. She spit and the wind took it away. Nothing's happened. Rashi. Vekotoso, Haruach. The rok ve'avira shalol bo lefnei yovim, went the other way, it's a garnished. My timer. The yorko b'fono v'ina. Hilgach. Hu aruch, he's tall. V'hi gutza, and she's short. Kolso aruach. Right? So, the question is going to be, ika b'fonov. Kevin shiyotza nipia, haya b'fonov. Because when it came out, the second it came out, it was in front of him because she is... What is she? Again, he is what? He's tall and she's short. He aruka, she's tall. For who goats? He's short. She starts spinning before it gets connected upon him, it flies away. He had to get down to his head level, his eye level. For Hodorazo, then it doesn't matter anymore. Fine, Rashi. Lahadeyape, the neged ponov, she your eyu, the mul ponov. Konov, she your glutei, or ruach. Rabosa, we do indoor. Chalitzis is no ruach, Baruch Hashem. Okay, fine. That's the Gemara says. Rabbi Isai, this idea that he has to see the rogue, where does it come from? What does the pasuk say? The yarka b'fanav. Oh, so the yarka b'fanav. That's what you need. That he should be able to see it. Take a look, Rabbi Isai, on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. We've been here before. Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. Tosfos Choletzis. The Choletzis. Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Choletzis min Asuma Chalitzos Ksheira. Fim Tomar Beheichasak Adaylech Lemutei Suma. Fiyeshlomar Medichsiv Le'enei Haskenim. V'uadin V'havamina Du'adin Lifnei or Le'enei Yavam. The Bach changes it Le'enei Yavam. Inami Shem Dichsiv V'yorka B'fonav. So the two reasons why you would have thought a suma is no good is the ene askenim, the chalitza itself, or the rikinka should be befonav, and befonav means the ene. Two havamins is only havamins. What's the maskana? The maskana of the Rambam is suma. In fact, no, should not be chalitza lechatchila. Why? For this precisely this reason. Many of you. In Mishpat Amalei, Rabbi Osai, in Perek Dalet, in Ilchos Yibum. Here we are. It's page Yud, in Mishpat Amalei, column 1, end of Aloch Ches. Vasuma Eino Cholet, Shenemar, V'yorka B'fonov, the Ein Zer Roe Harok. What's going on? What Tosfos considers only a Havamina in Kuf Gimel, the Rambam considers takes it very seriously. The Yorka Befonov, and since he can't see, it's not considered to be Befonov, and Lechatchila, it shouldn't be done. Okay? Says the Magen Mishnah, Rabosai. Ah, this is in the Beis Shmuel Sitkot Memches. This is, if you will, if you looked at your Maramakomos, you saw it. Beis Shmuel Sifkot Memches. You have a Shulchan Aruch. Open it up. This is not the Seder Chalitza. This is a Shulchan Aruch problem. This really is the Beis Shmuel. Not a joke. It's not a mistake. Memches is for real. Quotes the Rambam. If you see the rogue, okay, fine. There's no other brother, so then it's good. So he wants to know Rav Osai as follows. Quotes the Magen Mishnah says, why is it good? Kaimalon Rikiko in a market. Ain Nira. So being in Royal Abila. But got the Korea in Elan can't do it even with the Yemen. And the Nira Mishum, the Drush Zeh. Yorko the front of the Rambam. The Tsar Lira Sarov. Aino Ella Smachta Bialma. Toksiv Yorko Befonov. Vloksiv Le Ainov. U Befonov Hainul Negat Ponov. Av shehu eino roeh rabosai. And then he quotes the Nebuke Yosef and the Val Perek. Let's take a look together. Who says lahadam? This whole drasha doesn't even exist at all. Not medarais and not medarabana. Take a look. He tells you to look in the Nebuke Yosef in the old print. Lamed hey, the beginning of Amud Beis. So if you have the old print, you know exactly where it is. You have the new print, which most of us have. We'll have to track it down. Give you a clue on top. Lamed hey. Yeah. It's the last line of Mitzvah Chalitz. The last few lines. He writes like this. For Hod Armin, everyone see inside? Mamash, it's in page Kuf Gimel in our print. The last few lines in the Perek and Mugi Yosef. V'hod armin av debin an sherok b'fonav nechsev yoke b'fonav mistavrad lo kom ala sheh keneged fonav ben roa ben shen roa v'afilu suma kodis l'chatchila v'dakul lebezin hu debin an shir arok v'nechsev le'enei askenim I v'hod etanim b'brais ha'choletzes min asuma chalitas l'ksher b'diyevet v'shem sev v'dekotani psula n'agarachim but it's really good l'chatchila too. Rambam kosav in suma chos lechatchila rabosai. That's the Rambam shita, which the Nebuke Yosef is saying is wrong, because there's absolutely no need whatsoever in lechatchila for the yavam to be able to see the rogue. Only the dayanim there, but not suma anyway. So writes the Nebuke Yosef. Fine. Adka. Okay. So it's a machlokas rishonim, the Rambam against the Nebuke Yosef. Good. Now, what'll happen if the judges didn't see it? Oh, now we're in a problem. The judges did not see the rogue. This really happens, Ramos. I must tell you, the hardest part of the whole thing for me is to see the rogue. Because someone spits. You gotta use your eagle eye to see it. Depends upon the background, depends upon how much spit there is, how much saliva there is. Not so simple. Take a look, Rabosai, in the, again, it's also in the Maramakomas, Beis Shmuel, Sivkotan Lamites. Sivkotan Lamites, I asked you to see this. I don't know if you read it. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, Im lo ro adayonim b'triyot zarok mipiyo, k'shera. What's k'shera? What's k'shera mean? What mean k'shera? Af lo roka k'klal k'shera. Kamash Malon, the Lotema Shetarak Ode, Eladai Berekikazu. This Rekikazu is sufficient. It's sufficient. It's enough. It's enough. The Bach disagrees. The Bach says from Tosis of Kuv Gimel, they say, no. If Dayan didn't see the rogue, it's puzzle. As it says, Le'ene Askenim. You have to spit a second time, says the Bach. Says the Beshmul, no. Below Doc. Take a look back in our daf. Beis Shmuel is going to be pshuta shel mikra. Pshat chumash. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says le'ene askenim. Rabosai, that's the first two lines in letter gimel Torah Shalom. Then it says, period. And then it says, V'yoga b'fonav. So V'yoga does not go back on Enes Kenim. Only V'chol to Nalami Araglo is Enes Kenim. V'yoga b'fonav does not go back on that, says the Beis Shmuel in Tzivkoton Lamites. Tosis is saying it's only Ahava Amino. Enes Kenim, they have to, you would have thought it applies for the Yavam as well. You would have had a Tahavamina. Tahavamina. Or Bafana Bayoka. But Dayanim Blok Sibu for Yoko Lenayan. Pshita de Ain Ikub. The Bach is wrong. Shoo. So therefore, the fact that we often have trouble seeing it, we pass it against the Bach. No need to spit a second time. It's a very uncomfortable part of the Chalitza ceremony, as you can well imagine. So we look. We say, yeah, I saw. And if you didn't really see it, according to be positive by Shmuel against the back of Shuto, no need to do it a second time. Okay. Now, let's take a look at the Seder Chalitza. Next Seder, here we are, look at this. No, back here. Sifton Gimel. Tamor Yavam Menegad Yavam. The Yark of Oretz Keneged Panav, Rok Godol, Utsricha Madayana Machamisha Liros Arok, Jotzim Ipia, and Shagil Lefne Yavam Al Ha'oretz. We'll get to all this later. This is very important. This whole line and a half is very, very important. Let's discuss the question of standing up. Why is there a need to stand up? Let's take a look over here. Pirush Seder Chalitza. No, keep getting off. He's getting the hang of this gradually. Here. B'chonon HaChalitza wants to stand up. Yadayanem Yoshin V'yavam V'yavam Omdim. Oh, no. It says over here, that's it. Beino, Choletzim and Agadol, Bein Omed, Bein Yoshe, Bein Muta, Chalitzosik Sheirin. Tosa says, I is the Omar, the Omar, and I need a Makeves, with love Silva Yano, the Omar. Okay, fine. Smachta Bialmo, the Chatkila bin Amida. Why? Should the Dime of the Gemar Din. We saw the Tosa a long time ago. Quote the Smag, that's exactly the same thing. Fine. Rabbo said, this is in the Pirish, those who have it inside in their regular print, you know what, you prefer a text to a screen. This is Pirush Seder Chalitza, Rabosai, Sif Koton, Samach Dalit, which is going on, Sif Mem Vov. Okay, fine. And this is what it says in the, if you look in Kuf Gimel, Amun Aleph, Tosis Bain, give a look quickly. Those who want to see it inside the printed Gemara, which we should see once in a while. Kuf Gimel Amun Aleph, it says over here in the Tap Tosis, a discussion about this whole story. Ben Owen Ben Yoshev, Rabosai. It's all, it looks like it's a Gemara Din. And therefore, it's all what we call Lechatchila. Okay? Lechatchila, it's not Meikir Din. That's why in Kuvav Amun Aleph, Amida Lechatchila, Biti Amodi. Quote one Pshami, you should stand up. So everything requires standing up Lechatchila based on the Tosis over here in Kuv Gimel. Amud Aleph. That's what it says. Fine. The Magad Mishnah says, Lahadam. Take a look. Yeah. Whoa. Because of Rabbi Magid, the Chalitza lechatchila miyushov, v'yat berikikul mistapek, lo metzricha Rambam ma'umad, I don't see why. The Riff also, and the Seder Chalitza. Ein omer dvar v'lav amida. Masha the Chalitza v'rikika, I feel the miyushov. Yeah, no need. No go'olam. L'amida, I feel the v'rikika v'chalitza. But it's not really required. Not required. Yeah, but it's too hard to do it. You give him a cane. Whole story. The only time you have to stand up, l'chatchila, mikir v'adin, according to the Magad Mishnah, is v'omar by the Kriya. When it comes to other things, some say it's not even required l'chatchila. This is a Sifkot and Sam Abdallah, we just read together. In Pirush, Seder, Chalitza. Okay? The Rambam requires it. Why? It's like a din. In a dayanim. Okay? The Rambam says, Chalitza itself doesn't require it. There's a minute to do it. Okay. Fine. If Rekika is a din, I have a problem on both sides. Rambam's Rekika is a din. So you stand up. Question becomes, if the Rambam holds you stand up, why not the Chalitza? Tells the Ram writes in Perek Dalid and Hilchos Yibum Halacha Vav and Zayin, right? Only why it requires it by Kriya, which is a pasuk, and Rekika. Maybe you'll look in the back. You have it in the back. Take a look, see if we have it. Perek Dalid, Vav and Zayin in Ein Mishpat Amalek. We just said before. See if we find it again. I've also given a look. It's here on page Yud at the beginning. The second and third paragraph of page Yud. The as follows. The omed who vehi b'fnei bezin umakam the yavam. Vav, that's vav. Zayin. No. Right, I'm sorry. The noetz ragla b'oretz v'yosheves uposhenes yodam b'fnei bezin b'teres ritzus. Here it says when it comes to the chalitza, they're sitting. Doesn't say he has to stand either. Can he sit or stand? Doesn't make the difference for him. And she's sitting. Zayin. Omedes Yorekas Varas Kineged Ponov. The question becomes, if the requirement of standing for Rekika It's because of din, as the Magen Mishnah suggests. What, the chalitza itself should certainly be considered a din. Comes the chalitza, he doesn't require it, maybe because it's hard to do standing up. That's why. It's hard to do. We know it's hard to do. We saw over here when we had remember the experiment last week. It was not so simple to stand up and then bend down. So maybe that's why he doesn't require it. That's a possibility. Fine. Now let's get to the Pirush Seder Chalitza. Here we are. We saw the lashon of the Seder Chalitza. Utzricha madayon leiros harok sheyotze mipia. Al Gemara, tzrichi dayanim lemechzei ruka ki nafik mipumi diyavamim. Tichsev le'enei v'yarka. Okay. Let's back see the Gemara again one more time. Kuvav Amud Beitz. Take a look. We're going to go straight. Rabosai. Look over here. Amar Rava. Mamash, the last two narrow lines. Or medium lines. Ocha Tuma V'roksa, Ocha Gargishta V'roksa, Lo'asa V'lo Klum. My time of Yaakov Me'atza V'in. We'll come back to that later on. She had garlic or other foods which make her saliva come out. V'yamar Rava, Tzrichi Dayane, L'mirzi Roka, Ki Napik Mipuma, D'yavama. T'chsiv, Le'ene Azkenim V'yorka. Balkoria shouldn't read that way either. Okay, Le'ene Askenim, V'yorka B'fana, okay, but Le'ene Askenim V'yorka, okay, that's what it says. Where does it say you have to see it until it hits the ground? Where does it say that? It's over here. Ad she'agia l'fnei yomim al haaretz. Where does that come from? Where does that come from? It's in the Seder Chalitza. Where does it come from? Okay, now it says over here, Dayonim. Okay, where does it say that he has to see? Umashmali the pshita shayavim tzorler also the pashti the viyoko befonav ayavim koyin. Uchanamina gabi hi aruka vhu goats. Dashmin and Rava the gamma dayanim tzrichel also the chsev the ene askenim viyoko. Yerav shesh ene yavim tzorler shira pshiyata rami pia elak shayavu aruka befonav sagi. Let's say she's tall and he is, so they have to see the spit when it comes out of her mouth. He has plenty of time. He waits till it comes down. She's 6'5" and he's 5'4". So she spits down. So they have to look up to see her mouth. I'm not going to look at her mouth. I'll look at my eye level when it comes down. Okay. That's what he says over here. Amazing. Okay. Fine. That's what he suggests. The doctor of Dayanim who debina shira rope shots me pia should have said who they ain't as came. Vyoga. Because of smack. So here are Dayanim, Harok, Mishal, Shiyatsi, Mipia, Ad, Shiagia, Lefnei, Ayovim. Stop. V'nira, Shetanu, Degasinu, Becholetz, Ask, Rav Yudha, Begita, Dechalitza, Eich, Plonis, Bas, Ploni, V'yorakti, Lan, Ban, Poi, Roko, De, Mischazia, Lebedina, Al, Ara. Kosotosis, V'lo, Gassinu, Al, Ara. V'lo, Tzora, Kedemin, Mpeg, Mischalitza, Gavi, Hu, Roroch, V'hi, Gotza. V'kol, Tosso, Ruach, Mash, Devrayim, Take a look over here in the last post in the parak. Look on the side in print, black and white. There was no screens. Ubechol asvarim, he said, the Gemara crosses it out. Chemeth and Yerushalmi, Shemel and Mitzvah and Amuvchu, the Bina Hoch. Mitzvah and Amuvchu is here on the ground, because it was such a girsa. But they think that the proper girsa takes out the word Al Ara. We'll come back to it later on in detail. Fine. Now we come, Nundal. Makron also belongs to Kodesh, Kochi, Shalom, and Space. Okay, but Dikush of Yisrael, Beis Chalutz Hanal. Ramon, Beis Chalutz Hanal, Beis Chalutz Hanal. Three times. Where does that come from? Rabbi Gemara says, Tan Rabbi Yehuda, Pamachas, and Yosef, and Rabbi Tarfon, Ubos Yavamal Lechlotz, last time, Ramalanu, and Ukulchan, Chalutz Hanal, Chalutz Hanal, Chalutz Hanal. Wait a minute. This is talking about who? The people around. Everybody's around. Kol Omdin. Where does it say that the woman should say more than one time? Beis Chalutz Hanal. Doesn't say that in the Mishnah. It says there, Gomu Kol HaParsha, Beis Chalutz Hanal. Once. Where does this come from, Rabbosai? The Ramo, she says it three times. Where does that come from, Rabosai? Where does it come from? If you look in the Mordechai, talks about it a little bit. Take a look in Simon Nun Zayin in the Mordechai. I want to give a look. Nun Zayin. Nun Zayin in the Mordechai. Find this quickly. Oh, it's over here. Rabbi Yehuda Amar. It's page Yud Aleph, the last full paragraph. Kosar Shayavama Omeres Gimel Pamim. She also says three times. Interesting, what does he say? Chalutzanal, Chalutzanal, Chalutzanal. Wait a second. What does the Ramo say? No? He added a word three times. Beis Chalutzanal three times. Maybe that's what the Mordechai meant, I'm not sure. But just letting you know, that the Mordechai said this in the first, it's not found in the Gemara. The Gemara says that everyone else has three times, not her. The Mordechai says her, and he's used the word chalutzanal. And the Ramo said it really means beis chalutzanal. Okay, that's what it means. That's what it means. Fine. Rabosai, we only have about a half an hour to go if we want to try to finish in regulation. Okay, let's try to understand. We spoke about standing up during the Chalitza. We saw the Torah says, Nafku Gil Lamed Aleph. But if you look at the Pirush Seder Chalitza, he gives a suggestion why, we saw it before, we didn't pay careful attention to it, why standing is a potential requirement. Able to do this now? Get it? Oh, the other way. I'm sorry. Why should there be stand? Why stand? A little confused with this thing. Oh. Why should we stand? What's the reason to stand? That's to be a reason. One is because it looks like din, but the withdrawal says, One second. Let me get to the right place over here. Which way am I going? Wrong way. It says over here, that you stand up, and one of the reasons is given is to make sure that they each hear each other. He's speaking to her, she's speaking to him. They have to stand up. That's what it says. That she'll be able to hear each other. Okay? Well, because of the Gemara Din, different reasons. According to Tosfos, that's Gemara Din. Chalitza is the main thing, it's the main Gemara Din. But according to the reason of the Amad, the Kriya is the main thing. Nafkamina. What if you can only stand up for one of them? If you can only stand up for one of them, which one should you pick? If you felt Gemara Din for the Chalitza, it's the Omer V'Yomer for the Kriya. So I saw in the Sefer Chalitza Kilchos as the following remarkable question. Why don't we say Shamea Ka'ona? You can't see, right? Shamea Ka'ona. Pashup Shari, all the way. It doesn't work over here. Why not? Because you have to speak to somebody else. Shomei Kona, he's saying a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shomei Kona. To speak for me, to speak to you, we don't say Shomei Kona. This is a long story, why it's so, of course, the stipend, and bracha talks about it. The writer of the truth is from Elaine. Elaine is all good, why not Shomei Kona? Rabosai, this reminds me of a big issue of the Beis Halevi with the Netziv about Birchas Kohanim. Let's say a Kohen can't speak, he's a laryngitis. He go up to the Duchen, stick his hands out, and be Shomei Kohen. So the Beis Halevi said, no, it's not on moral or hem. There's no interpersonal communication through Shomei Kohen. That's the same story which is applied over here. Fine. Rabosai, our minig is to be makri, the chalitza for everybody, even somebody who knows by himself. It says, V'onsa. Right? Look at our Gemara. The word V'onsa. Kuf Vav Amid Beis. Kuf Vav Amid Beis. Oz Gimel and Torah Arashalim. V'ansavir Amra Kocha Yasalish. And the Yerushalmi says, Ein Aniya, the word V'ana, whatever the word Ansa is used, Rebbe Olsen says the Yerushalmi, Mi Pi Acher. Of course, it's not Ma'akev. Not Ma'akev. And therefore, some who's Medaba Ben Hashamea can be Cholitz. Ramban said it's no good because he can't know what Bezin is telling him. But with most possible, we don't pass the Ramban. We spoke about this already a number of weeks ago. Yamakre Mila Bimila, and the Dayanim have to hear. Okay? Fine. It's interesting. What if she'll say, Me'en Yavami? Can she say Me'en Yavami when he's not there? Big shout. He's not there. She really doesn't want to do this. She's very embarrassed with the guy. She'd like to be there as short as possible. Do all the preparation first. So she says, look at Psukim. Rabbi said, look at the Psukim. Everyone open up here. Look at the Torah HaShalem. Rabbi said, look. It's right here. Look what it says. It says over here in Pasuk Zayin. Which is Beis over here. Im lo yachbot ish lo kachat ha-zivimto. V'ol sivimto ha-shar l'nes el ha-zkeni rama. Me'en yo'vami lo'okam lo'okam shem b'Yisrael. Lo v'yami. Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Ches. V'koru lo ziknei hero. He's not even around. Pshuta shamikra, Rabbosai. She can say this pasuk, and he's not even there. Just read the pasukim. First she says it, then v'koru lo ziknei hero. Where are they calling him from? Beis Medrash, I guess, right? Where else is he? What's the good Jew? Call for the Beis Medrash. He's not even there when she makes her initial presentation. That's Pshuto Shel Mikra. Pshuto Shel Mikra. But the Pshuto of the Mishnah is not that way. The Mishnah sounds not that way at all. The Mishnah sounds, what happens? What do? She says what? Nu. What does it say? Me'en Yavami. And he says right away, Lochafas the Kachta. As if he's there from before. And what's the lashon of the brisa of the Gemara rather? The first line after the Mishnah, Korah v'Korah v'Cholatzis. Sounds like there's no hefsek at all between Korah and Korei. Means he's there from before. Not only that, when do you put the shoe on? Everyone said, when do you put the shoe on? You get an impression from the Gemara. There's no hefsek. Korah v'Korah v'Cholatzis. All the prep is done before, including putting the shoe on. Could be that in those days, Rebbe Olsen, he took off the shoe he was wearing. No fancy shoe. That's no real riot. No real riot. Okay. Rebbe Olsen, we spoke about a case where the person didn't spit. So what's the halacha? Didn't spit? There's no spit. So we already saw in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, it's not ma'akev. We know this. We royal the rekika, don't the rekika. It says over here. As long as it's roi, kshera. The problem becomes, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do now? So the Beis Meir says as follows. I read the Beis Meir. Is found over here in Simon Kuf Samach Tes. We already spoke about Barichas, what he said in Sif Ches. Now I'm going to read briefly what he writes over here in Simon Sif Lamites. Shulchan Aruch says, Rebbe Olsen, those out in the back, you can find it in the back Sif Lamites, or you can see in your regular Shulchan Aruch. Rokakov v'kol tosu aruach konosh egiyah nekeponav kagon shehi aruka mimenu. Srichim Loruk Pam Acheres. You gotta do it again. You gotta do it again. Okay? Gotta do it again. What do you mean? It's over here, Rabbi Olsen, in the Beis Shmuel Mem. In the Spazu Vahochol Am Kshera. If they split up and they went away, it's Kshera. It's Kshera. But if they hadn't split up, get an impression, they should do it again. What does that mean? I read the Beis Shmuel says. Ila rekika zuein baklum, afil lifsol alachim, lohoyal alahokal kokach, denei dim lorokal koklal kosher, b'mokal migen b'lo emshar. The komam ke lakai misis rekika, hayaroi af the achashin is spazu maholchu, litroach v'lesof lakai ma'mitzvah. Let's do it. Hello, mashmale da filo lo holchu kva hoysa rekika al shkoponim lipsul. Well, the hochi make lo holchu came in the sky and misses rekika b'miktas. So that's the base mayor. So if nothing at all was done, they should come together again even though they split up. If at least something was done, then if they're still there, they should do it again. But if they split up, not necessary to come together a second time. That's what it says. Wow. Where does she spit? Near him, in front of Befonov. What does Befonov mean? Befonov means close to him. How do you define close? The Chalitza Kilchos, you know what close means, Rabbi Osai? I can't tell you. One thing I can tell you. As long as it's within Dalet Amis, it's considered close. What's Dalet Amis? Approximately 7 feet. That's considered to be sufficient. What if she spits in his face? He writes over here, that's what the Karoim did. The Yoko Befonov. She spit in his face. Rabosai, think about that for a second. She might have spit in his face. Woo. What happens if she spits in his face? Gewalt. Stukim did it. He writes over here, Bidi Evid, it's kosher. A very big Bidi Evid. First, she's Mavazim for nothing. Outrageous. And the Stukim that we don't find it, look, Stukim. That's crazy to look at Stukim. But post facto, if it was done, the Chalitza is a kosher of Chalitza, Rabosai. A kosher of Chalitza. Wow. Now there's a chumra which I think we don't follow in our bezdin. Mamash, how do we follow this chumra? He writes over here as follows: Yesh li zoyer shlo toru kayavama al mokom shen arok nirisha kagon shatiach v'chayot. What's a shatiach? We'll say a carpet, a rug. I think in our bezdin, but isn't there a carpet there? Who's ever been in our bezdin? Isn't there a carpet? We do chalitzas there. Yeah? Why not? Yeah, what's the matter? Yeah.
So if it's supposed to be someone where she can see it, where it can be seen.
Right.
So when is it also before that, if a zuma, it doesn't work.
Right. The chatchila, which might someone else.
Right. So, but how does it work then? The bidyevit that Rebbe just mentioned, that the funnel.
Spits in the face. Well, he sees it coming at him. He tries to duck. He doesn't get out of the way fast enough.
Has to be seen on the floor.
Obviously it's not in the middle. This leaks on the floor.
That's this
point. Right. Not the chatchila. Okay. Wait. Many reasons. Other reasons not the chatchila. On the bottom, he writes over here to explain why he shouldn't use a carpeted room. Came there a poshut. The chatchila tzrichim adayon and liras harok ala oretz. Rok the meschaz al ara. These mitzvah and amukha, we saw the toshis of the last toshis in the perek. Okay. Vim torek b'shtiach lo yeh harok nireh. Oh my goodness gracious. Is that true? What can you see on the ground? On the carpet, depends what kind of carpet it is. If it's a plush carpet, you can sink into. You probably can't see it, but it's. I want an experiment when no one is looking. Everybody, somebody go into that room, spit, and tell me if you can see it. You want to go right now? Go. The room is open. Try a lot. But the man, I'm serious. I want to know if it's halacha lemaisa for the next chalitza. We shouldn't have it. Shouldn't have more chalitza. We say we hope he rots it. But if it happens again, here's a chumrah. I'm not sure if this chumrah, I don't think we follow this chumrah. I mean, I'm pretty sure we've had chalitzas over there. As a matter of fact, the Me'iri says, on our daf kufam and beis, there's absolutely no need whatsoever to see the rope on the ground. It's not required at all. Here Tosus says, maybe it's a mitzvah and a mufchar. Look in Tosus, lama tesim and beis, back there one more time. Lama Tesla and Bez and Tosas there, they say that the Gears is incorrect. The Mischaz of Evedin Alara, Logarsin and Alara, the Lot Sarich, finished, Kotosu Aruach, Al Gemara, it blew away after he got the connected part. So I wouldn't get carried away with this business. Fine. What will happen, Rabbi Osai? There are five there, we have to go start Chazara tomorrow. There are three, and then the two additional ones. We call them the Nosafim. What if only two of the original three saw it, and one of the Nosafim saw it? Three out of five. So he writes over here, he thinks it's good enough. It's good enough. Look, even with respect to Chalitza, some say, if one of the three didn't see and one of the Nosafim saw, it's good enough. Kal v'chomer, with respect to the Rekika. Fine. There are those who say, Rabosai, that caught the Tosis, if you didn't see the Eureka at all from a mouth, it's puzzle, what some suggest. And we don't seem to follow that halacha l'maaseh. I'm giving you over here what he says. L'ra dayanim kosher. That's it, finished. Okay. This dayanim came as purely an asmachta b'yalma. The Bach says, no, if they didn't see the Eureka, it's considered to be psula. And he quoted the Maharil, said, do it again. Do it again. Wow, do it again. That's what the Bach says. Do it again. Can you imagine that? Do it again. Amazing. Do it a second. We try to avoid spinning a second time. So he writes over here, maybe the Maharil is l'shitaso. Because the Maharil has certain chumras. But if, Rabosai, they see the woman like this, watch. They're seeing she's gathering and spinning them out. Then somebody just don't see it because of the background. And then they see it lower down. The post can say, it's good enough. Even by Chalitza, some say that's true. They see she's about to take the shoe off to the hand there. And then she throws it. But that split second that she took it off, they didn't see. That's also good enough. But it's in between those two points in time. Fine. How about the Aiden? We already pointed out that we have three Dayanim, two Nosafim, and two Aiden. Do they have to see the Rok? Some say yes. Some say yes. But even the Aiden should also see the Rok. This is what he quotes over here from Rav Haigon. Maybe. But Pasha says we don't follow that. You look at the Seder Chalitza of the Maram, which is printed in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, in Sif Pei Vav, you have to show the, has all the halachos of the Edim, and the Dayanim, so you don't need the Edim. It doesn't say that at all. Maril holds that the Nosafim are like the Edim, so therefore, that's what the Maril happens to hold that way. Fine. Our last Yisod, Rabbos, the last topic for today, only a few minutes left, is the idea of Ryoka Me'atzma Binan Vilekon. Take a look, Rabbosai, in the Rosh and the Siman Yutes. Please, the Rosh and the Siman Yutes. The Rosh and the Siman Yutes. Omar Rava, and now print this page, Samach. Mamash, the last page. Omar Rava. Ochlo Tumo V'yoko, Gagishto V'yoko, Lo Osa V'lo Klum. My time of a yoka me'atzma binon, v'lo machmas dover acher. That's how the Rosh quotes. Our girsa, Rabbi Osai, v'yoka me'atzma binon, v'leka. So the Rosh had the girsa, or the pshat, v'lo machmas dover acher. And he goes on and says, the riff, lo hevi achmilsa de rava, maybe he holds, lo gor merik roka kodam, says, v'lo dami. She should eat nothing that day, as we mentioned before, nothing. This is the Rosh quotes it based upon our Gemara. Says the Korban Nisanel. Korban Nisanel also lo klum. Zayin, I should sricha lorok od pam ketikuna. Maybe that's what the riff left it out. He left it out because it's machmir. Any food would cause a possibility of ribirok because we're not bekiyim. We're not experts in what should be done or what you know. That's it. Finished. The Shulchan Aruch says this, we're not Bekiyim, and if we should eat absolutely nothing. If you look in the Pirish Seder Chalitza, let's go to Pirish Seder Chalitza. back way over here. Too far. What's going on? Yud Ches. Oh. Look what he writes. Nogo Om the Mana Mikomaho Koran Chalitza. Tur, Truma, Smak. Why? Afa Pi Amina Mimonim Abirok. Well, his Karaba Hacha. Shema Yesh Dvarim Achem Abirok. Says in Ksubis, Rimonim Abirok, and I found in Asuga. If there are other foods too, Lea Dinalu. Mashmid Loa Itchuk Tama Loma Shlotish there. Why? The Mills of the Pshiti. So you might be a rogue behavior. So if you can't eat, certainly you should not be able to drink. Al bez mutlas yirish lo tochal. B'yom shekoven shasirim hum b'dibahi idnog the kovi mokum tom shasukim b'yane chalitza mitkri dekiri. Abo lo yirish lo'az lazirim ulai shachum l'shlov lazirim. You're afraid she's going to eat something. If she eats something, then it's already a problem. Okay? Fine. Some say, I'm quoting here from the Sefer Chalitza Kilchasa, she shouldn't, I'm just reading what it says over here, what else she shouldn't do. Okay, I'm reading it from this Sefer. It writes over here as follows. If tzich sacha shineo b'yom ha-chalitza, kor ha-chalitza, lo tork. What does it mean, tzich sacha? Brush your teeth, is that what it means? Who knows Hebrew? Brush your teeth. Oh, it's talking about blood. They brush their gums bleed. That's what he's worried about. If that's all that he's worried about, I'm a little bit confused. Why don't we say that because of the rinsing out your mouth? Don't you do that when you're brushing your teeth? He himself says over here that he should ask the woman. Im achla o shasasa o shatva pia hayom. What's shatva pia mean? Rinse the mouth. Isn't brushing your teeth involved rinsing your mouth? Kibatza rendun beis. If she shatva as a pia, can't do the chalitza. Then how is she able to hayal out and brush your teeth if you can't rinse your mouth? It's a bit of a tata disaster. He says, where does it come from? Where does he know the idea of lo shatva pia? I couldn't find it anywhere. He quotes Rabosai from the Seder Chalitza de Maharam, who writes that there it says that Achil and Shtia doesn't say anything about Shtiva Zepet, doesn't say about Tzichtzuach, nothing. Well, a Tainus Tzibur, he says, you don't have to ask her. Even though Tainus Tzibur, you're allowed to do Shtiva Zepet, Mehikir Adin, you're allowed to brush your teeth, that we have a meaning not to, we're allowed to brush your mouth, as long as you don't swallow anything. So it seems to me that Fakir, opposite of what he says, that if she brushed the teeth and she's not bleeding, we can be makel, and there's no need to ask her if she rinsed her mouth, because that wouldn't matter. That's Mikir Adin. I guess they probably tell her not even to brush her teeth or to rinse her mouth as a chumrah b'yam. Fine. Now, a final nekuda. I've also said two final nekudas, which are found not in the Seder Chalitza that you have, but are found in the Seder Chalitza of the Maharam. I don't think we have that on the on this. I doubt it. But it's a beautiful Seder Chalitza. If you have a regular Shulchan Aruch, you can find it. It's printed in the very back. Maybe they actually have it. I don't know if they have it or not. Maybe. What happens, Rabosai, if you have a lefty? And there are many who claim, if you have a lefty, you have to do two chalitzes, and the minig is to do it, it's hardly ever happens, every reason never saw it, to do it b'zeach arzeh. Sometimes you do it together, zeach arzeh. When is the rekika done? I'm going to read you what it says in the very, very end of the Seder Chalitza of the Maharam, as it's called, Maharam Rabbi Yosefish. He writes as follows. This is towards the very, very end, in Pei Dalet. Im hoya acholet eat the regal yamin yasek aseder niska beregal small mikol mashakosav simmons etc. So you have to do first the yamin, then you do the small. That's what he says. First you do the right, and then you do the left. Okay, fine. Start all over again. That's what he says. Some say you do it both at one time. Some achlekes gedolei apotskim. But he says, no, you do it one after the other. He writes over here, first the right, and then the left. Fine. Each time, I have kavana for the right one, as we spoke about already before. Then it says over here, Rabbi Osai, not to spit. In Ken Hokosh is the Pisachet Shuva on Pei Dalet. Hokosh also in Acha Ken Tzedek Halitzim Echadosh, Beregel Smol, Shusveika, Dilbasi Mindy Dazlinon, Halitzim Echadosh, Klumi, Kenim Toruk Miyad, Bosa Halitzim Echadosh, Nimsa Mahapchen HaSeder, calls a Poshut. You wouldn't spit until after the second chalitza on the left foot is done. And now, Rabbi Osai, we have the Pisachei Tshuva over here in Os Tzadi Aleph at the very end. Vida. So first he says over here, the Rav says, Tzadi Beis. Yiratzon Shlo Tavona Od Benos Yisrael Lo Lidei Chalitza. This is a very important, as we said. Then the Rav says, Baruch HaShekin Shavu Mitzvosa Mitzvichukos Shalav Ram Avinu, which I released elaborated when he was here. But the final Nekuda for today. Mash Orim Tzas Hamon. Everybody says, who's Tzas Hamon? People. Shesh Eza Chashash Sakona LaHacholetz. I can see where it's coming from. I remember how we saw the shir. She spits them, and she's mevazim, and she's being avelus, and all that kind of stuff. People are going to think it's a bad thing to do. Umach mazek tzas monim es atzim milkayim mitzvah. They won't do it. They're afraid of sakana. Who toves? Look at Tosfos. We saw it already before. See it again now. Kuf yud aleph mebeis, the top Tosfos. Give a look. He's going to prove from there that there's absolutely no danger whatsoever. What's the proof? You should remember this Tosfos. The Tosfos is saying, well, what is he mafsid? What's he losing? We saw it's a kovel amidas tam, nothing to lose. The Yeshlom Hashem is bayish bebezdin lachlo tzlo shetorot b'fonov. The only thing that the man loses is a little embarrassment when she spits in his face. There's a Pisachet Tshuva, by definition, you see, there's absolutely zero danger. If there's any danger whatsoever, that'd be considered a more significant loss. And then he concludes the final line. Ulevadze, muktzah min hadas lomakein. It's not even stable. Kishom mitzvah yedid avarav. Paul says in Kohelis. V'toroseinu hakadosha. Here's the grand finale, Rabbi Osai. Drocheo darchei noam. V'chol nesivoseho shalom. What a beautiful way to end. Drocheo darchei noam. V'chol nesivoseho shalom. It indicates it's inconceivable, it's absolutely impossible to imagine that Chas V'Shalom, the Torah HaKadosha, would ordain something which presents a danger to a person. It's simply impossible. It can't be. Rabbi Osai, once we're on this pasuk, take a look on the Gemara Pei Zayin Amud Beis. Pei Zayin Amud Beis. Pei Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara wants to know about someone who was, if there was a situation of no children, and a child is born later on. Woo, maybe also there's a Zika? Unless it's impossible. Tamaloma d'rochel d'archei noam v'chol nesivoseh shalom. Says Rashi, the last Rashi in this perek. Yesh mutaros. V'zu shahoya lo ben v'lo niska liyavam v'nisis l'shuk u'meis b'noam Im Toma Tachlots, Hrehi Misgana al Bailo, Lukachal Koroch Ben Elo Bishas Misa Komar Variation. At that moment, we don't care what happens later on. There's an Adin Doraisa. Doraisa. Based on Durachea, Darachainovach, and the Sevesa Hashom. Rav Untim in Zechron of Levrocha cited this Gemara in his famous speech he gave here in our yeshiva. We wanted to be Matir Chilul Shabbos for Nochri based upon this post. Even the Daraisa. Doesn't matter. My Rebbe was very upset with that. Did not like that heter at all. He came to Shia that day and said, this is not correct. Even though it was said by the chief rabbi. And maybe other heterim, we're not going into that right now. But it's certainly a beautiful way for us to end this Zman with the resounding crescendo. And as far as Yibam, we derive halachas. Not only does the Pisachet Tshuva derived it, and there's no danger in doing chalitza. But the fact that we learn Hilchos Zika, when it starts and when it ends, that once it existed, once she was permitted to marry, she had a son when her husband died, it's inconceivable that the son dies later on and she required new chalitza. Why? Drachel darche noam v'chol desivoseha shalom. Hashem, we will matzliach to finish this with the Indian today. And Nina tomorrow will start the Chazar from the beginning of Pregnancy Chalitza. And the Bechina is officially scheduled for Thursday. I told some people who want to do it earlier. Bevakasha. It will be an oral Bechina. I prefer doing it in pairs with your Chavrusa. But if you want to do it, if you prefer coming as single, that's also okay. Nancy, a triple, that's also okay. So double is the preferred, but singles and triples will also be accepted. Okay? Anytime you want. Thursday is the official day for the Bechina. Okay. Dolby is making appointments for everybody.